privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Privacy Settings, the show where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. With me today is comedian and small dog impersonator, it's David Thomas.
Hello, woof, woof.
That was good.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Was it small enough or smaller?
I'd like it to be smaller. Smaller? Smaller. Wow, he's good. He's good. This is a TikTok video that you've reposted to Instagram.
I did wonder why you were bringing up small dogs, and now I see why.
Oh, you, wow, what a pro. You just went with that. You just thought that's how they start every episode.
Yeah, I just thought you were doing like zany off the cuff humor, and you were like, oh, here's David, he's a small dog. Bark for me.
Yeah, yeah, we could do more. Oh, here's David, he's a large emu.
What does an emu sound like?
Exactly like that. Now, this is the real test of an animal impersonator. Do your emu again. Now do an ostrich.
Hello.
Wow. Wow. That's bang on.
Did you think an ostrich was in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Fucking hell.
Ostrich.
So I might interview it. What's this ostrich's name?
David Thomas.
Incredible. What's it like being an ostrich?
I lay big eggs.
Yeah.
I can kick dead hard.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else about my people. I'm kind of removed from that scene.
Oh, God.
I'm like a London creative ostrich. So actually, I'd prefer you talk to me more about like embroidery.
Okay, so you've left. When you go back to your ostrich
community.
Being
an ostrich doesn't define who I am.
Right. So I am so sorry.
Yeah.
It's just that
so
it was
it's like if I said, what do you like about being a person? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, I'd probably say being alive, being able to experience things.
So I'm alive and I can experience things. So like,
right, yeah, no, I do see that.
That's privilege.
That's a blind spot of mine. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We shouldn't tell him that I called him an emu earlier as well. You all look the same to me.
Look, I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart. I'm here today because I thought, you know, wanted to like come on the podcast and stuff. But if you're going to keep making emu jokes,
mm-hmm.
I am going to walk.
All right.
And I'm going to walk in a big sort of bow-legged fashion. And I'm going to lay a big egg.
You're going to have to walk, aren't you? Because you can't fly. Fuck. Fuck, we've lost him.
Is this just going to be an hour of ostrich jokes now?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be a bit of a stretch. A bit of ostrich.
What's that, an ostrich? I was going to say that.
Bit of ostrich.
Very good.
Bit of a stretch. Oh, it's a bit of a stretch. That joke about it being a bit of a stretch is a bit of a stretch, actually.
Is this how the intro normally goes?
Every time, yeah. It's weird how verbatim you've done it, to be honest. Yeah. Every other guest walks out exactly the same time. No, you did an Instagram video pretending to be a dog, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to preface something as well just before we get into it. So I've seen that you like to promote whatever guest has been on each time with a photo of the back of their head.
Yeah.
A comment that keeps me up at night sometimes is a comment I got about the back of my head once.
Oh my God.
On Instagram. So somebody tagged their mate and put, I actually think he's quite funny. It's like the word actually just diminishes everything else in that sentence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then friend replied with, it's not that I don't think he's funny. I just used to find him a lot more funny. Then I realized how flat the back of his head is. And now I can't watch his videos anymore.
Well, I mean...
So I've never... And now I'm dead subconscious about the back of my head.
Dead
subconscious? Self-conscious.
Yeah, if you were dead subconscious about it, we wouldn't be talking about it.
It is in the back of my mind, so...
Yeah, that's... Yeah, the back of your head is so flat, you fucked up the word self-conscious.
I just am all here.
Can we see it?
Yeah, please, because like, I don't... Oh, God. Is that especially flat?
That is, I'm going to say, the most normal back of a head I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Like, I really was so like, there's going to be a fucking White Cliff of Dover there.
I just look like a Lego brick on the back of my head.
No, you just look like...
Just a normal human with a normal human head.
Does it feel flat?
Do I have a feel?
Yeah, I'll come over. Is this okay?
This is fine. Does it feel particularly flat?
Have a go on mine.
Oh, that's so round. That's disgusting. Oh, you round head.
Okay. It feels flatter than it looks.
But he could tell. The guy leaving that comment, he could tell how flat it would feel.
Yeah. Have you looked at that guy on Instagram? Have you looked at the side of his head?
Do you know what? I don't even know if I went on his profile, and I couldn't now find the comment because it was a while ago, but I think about it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't ever think about my hairline until I started making comedy on the internet. And
people
then...
on the internet are ruthless.
Yeah, yeah.
Aren't they?
So ruthless.
And like sometimes, I don't know if you get this, you'll make a joke about the most peaceful, surface level, innocuous thing, and people will get so angry.
Yeah.
The anger that lives in people on like Instagram reels.
There's going to be a lot of anger underneath the clip of the ostrich walking out.
If you edit me with ostrich legs, I think that'll alleviate a lot of the anger.
The producer looks terrified. He's got enough on his plate as it is. He can't edit in ostrich
legs. Edit me with ostrich legs or I'll walk for real.
Are you going to do it, Hugh?
He's nodding.
He said he's not going to do it.
He just nodded.
He's lying. I've got his phone, to be fair. He's left this time, but he's left his phone. Oh, he's actually gone for the door. Thanks for handing me your phone, David Thomas.
That's all right. Would you like my passcode?
Yeah.
First, my face.
You're touching ass on this picture.
I am, yeah. It's a photo of me stroking a donkey.
Yeah. On the head.
On the head. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not touching an ass on the ass.
Are you getting a head transplant? Getting the back of the donkey's head on yours?
Yeah, donkey hair is all the rage in Turkey now.
Yeah.
So they fly you out. And they put donkey's hair on the back of your head to make you look like a normal boy.
That is that's why it looks fine now, but
yeah,
it feels
exactly.
Weird. Yeah.
Okay. So we're yours.
We're in his phone. Are you excited about this?
No.
Why not?
Not even remotely.
Do you trust me?
Also no.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm not even offended by that because we've only just met.
No, yeah, you're sketchy. And I mean that.
Because I make comedy on the internet.
No, or... I just mean it.
Oh. Well, what's sketchy?
I just don't like the cut of your jib. I just thought it the second I met you.
Wow. What thought, what about the first impression?
I've just told you.
Yeah, but why?
I just didn't like the cut of your jib.
Oh, so it's like, okay.
What is a jib?
Q? What is a jib?
Q, what's a jib?
I think it's an outfit. A triangular staysail set forward of the mast. You trying to say you didn't like my penis?
I'm a big fan of that, to be fair, but we haven't got there yet.
Oh, this is one of those things. Oh, everything is naval, isn't it?
It is. Look how upset Penny Lancaster is in the corner as well. She's destroyed.
Penny Lancaster lives in Camden with her partner. See photos.
Why is she crying at that?
Hugh, click on that right now. Oh, my God.
No.
It's disappeared.
Who missold Penny Lancaster finance agreements in your name?
So where it says Black Horse Refunds.
Was that the same advert?
Can you refresh this? Because there was an advert for... Oh, yeah, it's rolling through. There you go. Quick. Okay. David, read this out.
Crazy expensive. What? Not if you scroll down.
What
below
the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? He's coming here.
What's your problem?
If you do that again, he walks.
I'm gonna walk further and further each time.
It's gonna be a nightmare
until this takes 4 hours.
For the listener, David was reading like a professional ostrich or emu. He was doing really well reading.
Thank you.
He was reading so well, and then Hugh just scrolled down past it.
There's donkeys in that picture as well.
Here we go. This is from 10factorialrocks.com.
My favorite website.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy expensive celebrity houses only millionaires could afford. I want to see Penny Lancaster. Can we go straight to her?
Yeah.
What is that, actually? Sorry.
Yeah, scroll up. God.
The face of a so-called... It's gone.
Oh, my God. This is the jankiest website I've ever seen.
Am I going to get you guys like a massive virus now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch Penny Lancaster not even be on it.
Oh, my God. Command F. Command F, you. Control F.
Scotty Pippin.
Penny. Search Penny. There are no results. Penny Lancaster isn't on there.
As if.
It's amazing that this...
We've got Larry Bird and Michael Jordan.
Celine Dion.
Lancaster.
But the thing that sold us on this article was Penny Lancaster, who I'm going to be honest, no idea who she is.
No, me neither. I just saw that she looked really sad.
Yeah, she was crying because she lives in
Penny
Camden.
Lancaster's house?
She's a British model.
Right, okay.
Right. Fucking hell. We've never got 11 minutes into the record and I haven't even looked at the phone. We've just been scrolling through our own computer.
We've just been invested in Penny Lancaster's house.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay. Lovely home screen. You've got it all. Shopping stuff, social media, useful stuff, productivity and games. Those are the categories of your things.
Yeah. I think that's the names that Apple has given me when I've made folders.
Oh, yeah?
Because I don't know the difference between, say, like useful stuff and productivity, for example.
Useful stuff is... You've got a banking app,
yeah.
Pharmacy 2U, yeah. City Mapper, Uber, Duolingo, Files, Calculator, Google Maps.
Yeah, like just useful things in general.
Yeah.
But then none of that's productive.
No, in productivity, you got notes, Google Drive, Google Docs, voice memos, Gmail, YouTube Studio, Gig Gag, layout,
all and business. Settings. All business.
All business.
Yeah, especially settings.
You've got 5 services included with your purchase.
It's a fairly new phone.
Is it?
So I got like Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV, free for 3 months. Apple Arcade, free for 3 months. Apple Music, free for 3 months. Apple News Plus, free for 3 months.
If you want to, you can have them.
Amazing.
Do you want my Apple Arcade for 3 months?
Not remotely. I both have an Android and don't need it. You haven't accepted the offer?
No, I haven't. And what I have for
expires,
Apple TV?
It expires April. You have not. Apple TV, 3 for 3 months.
Well, I've got it.
You haven't accepted it?
Well, I don't know how that's functioning.
I think somebody's...
Because I've been watching it.
I think somebody's paying for
I've
Apple.
Been rewatching Severance on something.
Have you?
Yeah. What are we going to do about this?
I don't know. I've not done anything wrong.
Stop accusing me of not accepting Apple's generous offers. If you're watching this, Apple Arcade is a fantastic... brand deals allowed? Is that all right if I just do like...
Oh, like really would be great for us.
No, for me.
I don't know if you can get a brand deal on this show just for this episode for you.
I'm not doing it then.
Fucking hell, is he going to walk again? God.
I've walked as far as I can walk. I've got my steps in for the day. And you've got my phone, so it wouldn't count.
Oh, do you count your steps on your phone?
I do, yeah. Although, there'll be some days where I think we will be like double figures.
Double figures, that's not... how do you find your steps, please?
Do you want me to find it for you, Grant?
Yes, please!
All right, give it here. Come on.
4,323 today.
Yeah. That's probably the journey here.
Yeah. You walked from all the way?
Yep.
Yep.
All 4,000 steps of it.
Your headphone audio exposure has gone over the limit.
Yeah, almost every day.
Almost every day?
Yeah, that's really going to do like lasting damage to my ears, I think.
Yeah, that's no good, man.
No, but I just can't be told what to do.
424% exposure.
What? Of like noise levels?
Yeah, yeah.
400-something%?
I don't really know what it means.
That sounds insane.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds...
I'm surprised I can still hear.
Yeah. So you've been listening, your average level is... you've been listening at 92 decibels for 11 hours and 37 minutes.
That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot.
I don't know what that means. I just like loud music and fast cars, baby.
There's no info on here on fast cars, unfortunately.
Did I not fill that bit in?
No, you haven't updated your health details. You haven't done a mental health questionnaire.
Yeah, well...
do you want to do that now?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay. Are you 13 years or older?
Just about.
Yeah, okay. Begin. I hope this isn't long. Over the last 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following problems? Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge? Not at all. Several days, more than half the days, nearly every day.
Nearly every day. Okay. I'm in a constant state of anxiety.
Okay. Not being able to stop or control worrying?
Nearly every day.
Nearly
like
every day.
I say, constant state of anxiety.
Worrying too much about different things?
Every day.
Nearly every day?
Are you going to get me sectioned?
Being so restless that it's hard to sit still. You've got up and walked out twice already.
Every day.
Okay. Becoming easily annoyed or irritable.
What do you fucking mean by that?
Okay, I'm just asking a question. Do you find
every day
little interest or pleasure in doing things?
Oh, never. I have so much pleasure in doing things.
Not at all. Yeah. This is the first not at all.
I'm anxious, but I'll go out there.
Okay, we've only got a couple more left. Uh-oh. Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
No, just not scared, baby.
Okay, scared, but scared. Positive. Trouble falling asleep or sleeping too much? Fuck off! That's not fair. What in the Goldilocks question is that?
Yeah, no, just right. No, I my sleep's terrible.
Feeling bad about yourself or that you're a failure or have let yourself or your family down?
Whoa! No, I don't think so. Oh my God, that felt like... I mean, it's quite personal the whole way through, but that got so personal so fast. And also, like, if you are filling this out because you're genuinely struggling with your mental health, and then it goes, do you feel like a failure and you feel like you're letting you and your family down?
Yeah, because feeling bad about yourself or that you're a failure or that have let yourself down.
Yeah, they're also, like, a few different things,
aren't they? Yeah, but then letting your family down.
Wow.
Not at all, several days, more than half the days, nearly every day.
I'm going to say not at all. I don't think I'm letting my family down.
Trouble concentrating on things such as reading the newspaper or watching television.
What'd you say? Comedy.
moving or speaking so slowly that other people could have noticed.
I'm going to resist the urge to speak in slow-mo when you say that.
Or the opposite, being so fidgety or restless that you've been moving around a lot more than usual.
No, not really.
Not at all.
Despite the fact that I've got up to leave twice, but yeah, we've already covered that one.
Good. Bloody hell. That's nice. That is intense. Can I enter this, or will I just not enter it?
No, you can enter it. Yeah, let's see what it says.
Your results.
Do I need help?
David, you're a severe anxiety risk. You've got a mild risk of depression.
Come on.
The next steps. This isn't funny. Like, this is... I don't know what side I'm on. I don't know what I'm doing. It's really important to talk about your mental health. And if you are struggling, you've got
to get help. And I'm a big advocate for that.
Me too. And this is terrible, but it's also very funny.
No, it is. So I'm a severe anxiety risk.
It's just funny that you can export the PDF of these results.
Send it to my GP.
Yeah. It can be important to discuss your... This is true. This is serious. It can be important to discuss your risk of anxiety with someone you trust, like me on a radio show.
Yeah. I don't want to make a joke now.
You do?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No, I just agree with that message.
Yeah, that's just nice.
Everyone should speak about their mental health.
Yeah, and it's
get help.
Stupid that there's any sort of taboo around it.
Yeah, don't suffer in silence.
Oh, you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm not going to tell anyone about my broken leg.
Yeah, right?
It'd be fucking mental.
And then be like, I don't want to burden anyone with the fact that my leg's broken.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to pretend it's not.
Yeah. And it's terrible if you're an ostrich and you've broken your leg because you can't fly.
You can't fly anyway.
Oh.
Oh, no, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Stupid ostrich with mental health problems.
We should go to an ad break. And yeah. if you're feeling in the ad break sad and scared, just talk to your phone or come on this show and we'll help you out. Seriously, though, mental health's important.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the radio equivalent of that Domino's pizza loading screen. Get ready, guys. We're baking.
Very good.
You like
very
that? Good, yeah. I shouldn't leave such a big pause. I always just do the bit and then look at the guest and see what's happened.
Yeah, I think you needed me to like that bit then.
Big time.
You were like, we're baking.
Right?
Are we baking?
Are we baking?
Oh, we're baking.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a pizza, what toppings would you have?
If I was a pizza or if I ordered pizza, did you ask? Sorry.
Both.
Okay, you didn't ask both though, did you?
I did. You heard both, so that's what I meant. I'm just a very efficient questioner.
I'm a bit of a basic bitch. I just love a pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
A pepperoni pizza, I could eat that all day, every day.
Yeah.
But if I was a pizza, I'd be the one with an egg in the middle.
Oh.
Because
you're an ostrich.
Because I'm an ostrich.
Yeah.
And I love big eggs.
Yeah. That is mad. There's a restaurant in Leeds that any time we drive past it, whoever's in the car, I'm like, first time I had an egg and a pizza was in there. Because I couldn't believe it.
How old were you?
I was like 12.
Oh, yeah. All right. Fair enough. I thought this was like a really recent thing. You just discovered egg on pizza and you're like, I had an egg on a pizza in there.
My mum's like, you're 34. What are you talking about? Shut up. We were there. Yeah. Well, when's the first time you had an egg on a pizza?
Oh, when I was but a boy. I was 4 and sent out of the house with nothing but the boots on my feet and clothes on my back. Worked a long, hard day that day, and finally scraped together enough to get an egg on a pizza. Lasted me 3 weeks, that did. Then I was probably about the same age as you, like 10, 12, kind of. It were hard.
Yeah, it were hard.
It were hard, Will.
Only one Fiorentina pizza between me and the old family.
Aye, but we made it work.
We made it work.
I only ever had crusts growing up. Didn't have the egg until I was a man.
Never got none of this Domino's dip.
My father would come in and say, I've earned that egg today. You have crust, boy.
You'd be glad of it. We'd get the Domino's box. There wouldn't be no dip in that hole. Just be an empty hole.
My father, he used to hoard dips.
He'd sell them.
And that was the only way we could heat the house.
By selling.
He'd sell that honey mustard for all it was worth.
I don't know how to do segues.
Just do it.
Speaking of pizza, let's cut up a slice of your search history.
Hey, very good.
That's nice, isn't it?
Like, I don't actually Google that much because I just know stuff. Like, I'm incredibly knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah?
No, I think I just ask other people to do it. But
incredibly knowledgeable, but you needed to Google celebrity couples.
Yep.
Just wondering if they exist or what?
Yeah, I just... had to look up my favourite celebrity couple.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I nearly dropped your phone. Fucking hell.
That's new, that.
Oh no, sorry.
I can't even remember who is your favourite celebrity couple?
Well, my honest answer is I don't have a favourite celebrity couple because seems like nonsense that as a category.
Yeah.
Like.
But if you had to pick.
Brangelina. I don't know. Who's
they're
a couple?
Not together anymore.
I don't know. Jedward.
Siblings or dating.
Exactly, yeah. They're my favourite celebrity couple.
I feel like I always just say Tom Holland and Zendaya because they're the first one that comes into my mind, even though I'm not that big a fan of it. I mean, I love them both.
Yeah.
Almost as much as I love Apple Arcade. A great place to play games.
But you haven't signed up for it yet.
I will do. Stop pressuring me.
Oh, no, it's not pressure. I'm just keeping
I'll sign up for it. Right, give it here. I'll sign up for it.
Now, it seems like there's a story behind this one. Avanti West Coast Delay Repay. Sorry.
Yeah, Avanti West Coast Delay Repay is sort of traveling between Manchester and London for lots of various comedy bits and seeing family and stuff. I have a curse where every time I set foot on a train, it is cancelled or delayed. And I know that is also just the way that UK trains work, and they're generally shit.
It's also, but, I think, if there's an ostrich on the train, they have to cancel the train.
Yeah, I know. It's prejudice.
Yeah, it's tough.
Let's call it what it is. It's 2026.
Mm-hmm.
It's identity, you know? Like, I should be able to get a train same as anyone else.
Yeah.
Regardless of how big my plumage is. But I am also... That is where I am a bit of, like, an old man, like a grumpy old man, is I'm like, if I'm delayed, I'm getting the money back for it.
Is that being an old man?
I don't know. I feel like it is. But maybe that's just, like, an internal thing for me.
Yeah, I think that's sort of fine. It's definitely... There's an argument as being a tight northerner.
That maybe it's that then.
Yeah, which is sort of old man adjacent.
Yeah, yeah, an old man called Jason, like an old man called like Philip.
Yeah,
like
an old man called Frank.
Yeah, like an old man called John.
Like an old man called Derek.
Like an old man called Peter.
Like an old man called Andy.
Like an old man called Pedro.
Like an old man called Guanciale.
Oh, out.
Yeah, Guanciale's not a name.
No. Guanciale.
Guanciale is a cut of meat.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a fatty sort of pork.
And you thought of an old man.
You said Pedro, I thought Guanciale.
I knew I'd add you there.
Yeah.
I knew I'd get the better of you.
Yeah.
What else has caught your eye?
Wordle.
Yeah, so that's another way where, and you might disagree, where I'm a bit of an old man, is I do like the sort of Wordle and Wordle-esque games. You know, we've got... Framed.
Have you done Wordle today?
No, I haven't. Should we do Wordle?
I think we should do Wordle.
Okay, so...
What do you have an always starting word?
So, yeah, my dad has a starting word that I often use, which is, and I'm going to bundle the pronunciation, adieu.
Did you say... I think you bungled the pronunciation of bungle.
Did I say bundle?
I think you said bundled the pronunciation.
Maybe I got the pronunciation of this right, but I bungled the pronunciation of bungle.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, well, normally the reason that's good is because you test a lot of vowels.
Yeah, but now we've just got an
what's,
A
what's
at the start.
To?
I use a different word every time.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I don't cheat by using vowels.
Is that cheating?
Yeah, of course.
Get over it.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Guess a word.
Okay, so A is in it, D, I, E, U are not in it, and A is not at the front. God, I did a degree in English literature. This is hard.
Prove it.
We go with graph.
I was going to suggest grasp, so that's weird that we both went broadly similar.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got the A is in the wrong place, and the H at the end is in the word, but in the wrong place.
Ooh. Hatch. Nope, because H can't be there.
No.
Don't hurry me.
Yeah, he is on the edge. He's a severe risk of anxiety, Hugh, so don't start typing shit in until...
I can't think of a word.
Fuck.
It's got to have a... Havoc.
Havoc? Wow. What a word.
If it is... Oh.
It would have been amazing. Okay, we've got the H, the A, and the O are all in the wrong place. So the A's got to be at the end, right?
Yeah.
No, the last two. God, we could be here forever.
I'm committed to this now.
Yeah, yeah. Hugh has
a
guess.
Yeah, go on.
Hugh's got a guess. The producer's got a guess. Float.
There's no H in
it. What a fucking idiot. There's no H in it.
We've got the O and the A in the right place, though.
I've got a guess.
Is it Shoal?
It's obviously Shoal. That's a great shout. We would have got that before.
Floats.
Look, I've got a guess, and it's not got one of the letters in it.
I see why you keep him that side of the glass.
You helped us get it by fucking up. We would have been it.
That's ridiculous.
This isn't out. Do you know what?
Are you walking? Yeah. Get him. anything else from this? From from the searches or recent websites that you want to delve into?
Ramsbottom.
Ramsbottom is the little town that I'm from. Fun fact about Ramsbottom. It is the home of, this is a real thing, the World Black Pudding Throwing Contest.
Oh.
Happens every year. And it's exactly what you think it is. They shut off the main road, set up a big scaffolding, put Yorkshire puddings all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a War of the Roses thing, sorry. And wait, they just throw black pudding at Yorkshire puddings and try and knock them off.
Oh.
I've never been. But I do remember they tricked the press into coming and covering it one year. They phoned up like BBC News and were like, oh, you're going to come and cover the black pudding throwing contest? And they were like, obviously not. Why would we do that? They were like, that's fine. It's just that ITV and like Channel 4 are doing it. And they were like, okay, we'll send someone down. And then they phoned the others and did the same thing.
That's good
with
stuff.
All the competitors.
Do you reckon we could do that with guests? shame you don't want to do it. Stephen Fry said yes, but fine.
Yeah, no, we could fit you in, but actually we've got Barack Obama on later, so.
Do you reckon we could get Barack?
Yeah, I reckon you could get anyone you put your heart to. Anyone you put your mind to.
No,
I bundled that, didn't I?
You really, that was bundled AF, mate. You got a little thank you from Nell's Pizza here at 22 minutes past midnight, you're ordering a pizza. At 9:31 in the morning, you're like, what is the weather like in Ramsbottom?
Yeah. So I made a video about Northern Quarter like restaurant names, because they're always like something and something, and they do artisanal something.
Oh, yeah?
So it'll be like, just give me a random word that's not food related.
Jizz.
So it'll be like jizz and stamp, and it will do like Japanese crumpets. And you're like, your most hipster friend fucking lives for it.
Okay.
He's like there all the time.
Can we do more of these?
Yeah, please give me another word.
Bottle.
Bottle and shrimp. And it does Italian-inspired noodles.
Guanciale.
And filth. And that is like a CD. So it's like a bar that you can only get into if you use the right code word to get in. And it's in a basement. And the staff are dead rude.
This is great game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but Nels reached out, and I'd never had a Nels, and they were like, that was funny. Don't make fun of us. Here's some voucher for free pizza. And it was very, very nice.
Yeah. Do you want to make fun of them now? You got your free pizza?
Yeah. Fuck it. What kind of name's Nels?
Yeah.
So, like, what? Who are you? Nell?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do, pizza?
Yeah, not on your Nell.
You're not going to get the voucher, mate. Yeah.
What else have you been looking at on the internet? Let's find out, shall we? Oh, look at this. He's been on YouTube.
Mm.
He's been searching privacy settings podcast FUBAR.
I told you I watch it. And my own podcast is on there too.
I don't care about that. We're talking about this show.
I watch this one.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Why? Just because you're coming on it and thought, better check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought, like, I wouldn't watch it otherwise. God, no. But...
What do you make of the show as a fan?
Like, oh, as a fan? Great. Love it. Really, really enjoy it.
As an objective observer?
Yeah, no. Like, really good. Like, you know, it's all right, I guess. But then as, like, someone who's on it, hostile, tense, uncomfortable,
yeah,
hot and sticky.
How could we change the guest experience?
Just turn the temperature all the way down. I don't know why you've got it so high up. I think it's in an attempt to make me take my clothes off.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And change the host.
Do you mean producer? Right.
I like him.
Me too. He's really nice, good at his job. Yeah. Who would you suggest as a replacement?
I could do it.
You're based up north though, aren't you?
Yeah, but like you're from the north and stuff, so like it wouldn't be that much of a contrast.
Do you want to just swap?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Just see how this goes.
Hi. Let's go through your phone, lad. What you been Googling? Oh, no, you've not been Googling that, have you? Bloody hell.
That's much better, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your mental health like?
It's not good.
Oh, no. Oh. Let's talk about it for 20 minutes.
Perfect. That's,
all right,
yeah,
brilliant.
Wrap,
yeah, let's
guys.
Swap back.
Yeah,
cool.
Good stuff. Thanks for coming in.
Nice.
Cheers.
Is there normally this much walking around?
Honestly, there's never been this much walking around.
Good, I'm glad. What else has caught your eye apart from yourself?
Well, you've got some podcast. Is That Everything Podcast?
Is That Everything Podcast? Oh, that's a podcast hosted by David Thomas and Phoebe Mills, covering your customer service stories and nightmare workplace encounters. People send them in and we talk about them on the podcast.
You got quite quiet at the end there.
Everyone should follow my podcast.
Have you worked in customer service?
I did. I did my time.
Mm-hmm.
I did 11 years in customer service.
Wow.
In a variety of jobs. I did Pets at Home for a bit, which everyone...
And then where did you work?
Ooh, that was fat. That was... If we could just... Yeah, that was good.
That was good stuff. Good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on. It's the best sort of comedy when it interrupts the flow of the guest that you got on the show.
I want to now.
Good. I don't care. Go listen to that podcast. It's better than this one because I've not been on it yet.
Yet. But there's time.
There's always time.
But, you know, we've got like a lot of like backlog of like guests and stuff. So like, I suppose we could see if like maybe sometime in the future. It's not you. It's not a you thing. It's not a you thing at all. It's just like, we'll just see.
Yeah, no, see, I get it. I get it. Months. Like, some people who do podcasts are incredibly unorganized and don't know what's good for them. So,
okay.
It's hard to choose the right guests.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we really like... lot of people ahead of you in the queue that we said yes to and they said no, and then we thought, ugh.
Did you?
We've scraped the bottom of the barrel. We scraped off the bottom of the barrel. There was a pile of shit underneath it. And we thought, there's David Thomas. Let's get him on.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, no, it's good, that. It's good content, that.
You've just searched the word trailer.
Yeah, so I did want to talk about this. I do this quite a lot because there's always new trailers out and I just quite like seeing what's about. So I just searched the word trailer and I just watched the new trailers because I do quite like a film trailer and I don't know why I do this, but I forget that I do this and every so often. Do you know what it is? I think I searched it once because there was like, let's say it was one of the big like Marvel films or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, are we searching trailer?
Yeah, okay. Let's search trailer.
So I wanted to see whatever the newest one was, but I couldn't remember the film. So I just searched the word trailer and it brought that up and a couple of others that I also wanted to watch. And now I found it a very effective system. And here we are. There's nothing out at the minute though.
Well, this is also the algorithm of this work computer, which...
Why are there like 5 trailers for that Jake Gyllenhaal film? In the Grey?
I wonder if it's different if I search it on your...
Yeah, try it.
You've searched Happy Tree Friends on here.
Yeah, so I'm staying with mates at the minute, and two of us had seen Happy Tree Friends as kids, and one of us hadn't. And did you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh my God. So we just had to traumatize them.
Yeah.
We were talking about like the sort of brain rot now that kids encounter and experience, and I've got a little nephew, and he loves his like Italian brain rot, which, again, if you're not familiar, is very much a real thing.
Brano rotto.
Sì. That's as far as I'll go. And
yeah,
we were talking about
go
like,
is the sea.
Brain rot back in our day. So also on there would be the like Astiff movie. I don't know if you remember that. That was a thing.
Astiff movie.
That was our brain rot back in the day. That and fucking Happy Tree Friends.
Yeah, that's wild. Explain Happy Tree Friends for the listeners.
Okay, so if you can imagine like an adorable group of critters that live in the forest and then violently disembowel and dismember each other, that's it. Yeah, and I just remember I had a mate at the like back in the day who was obsessed with it. Oh, it's got Astiff movie up. And then this, yeah.
No, you were in the middle. That was terrible, terrible timing from Hugh here. We were talking about someone else. He just puts Astiff up, and because you're a yes ander, he said, oh, there it is.
Yes and.
Completely fucked up the flow of you talking about it.
And?
You can't just say and.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. We've broken David.
Happy Tree Friends is just diabolical. Yeah, I had a friend who was obsessed with it, and he used to make me watch it quite a lot whenever I go around his. That was pretty much it. Yeah. I could have put Astiff movie up about 30 seconds ago now.
Oh, do you want to put it up now? No, he doesn't want to put it up now. That's
hurt his feelings now.
No, we've hurt his feelings. Look, you can't hurt people's feelings. I think we should probably go to a little ad break. How do you feel about that?
Go on, treat yourself.
Do you want to say something like, oh, we'll see you later, going to an ad break? Just like something really cool and nice to the
listener. We'll see you later. We're going to an ad break.
Beautiful.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings. Oh, should I say privacy? I never know, man. Privacy?
I would say privacy, I think.
Okay. Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the only show with a green circle around it because we're close friends. David, on a scale of 1 to 10, how close are we?
6.
That's pretty close.
We could be closer, though. Should we just move on, maybe?
Yeah, let's maybe move on. You do comedy stuff.
I do.
Are you writing ideas in your notes app?
I am. It's on a memo called TikToks, even though I write for, you know, every social media platform, really. But there's a...
It's called TikToks.
Yeah. So I've got to try and, like, establish some more characters, some more bits, some more recurring things. I do have something on the Memos app that I did want to talk to you about, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Can I get the phone back for a moment? Oh. Does that break protocol?
That breaks protocol a bit, but we have also...
You do it for me.
Yeah.
So there's a memo on here. I don't know if you saw it when you were having a little scroll then, that is called Ruddles. And it's Ruddles that I would like to talk to you about. Just to set the scene, we all do this, right? It's normal. We all do this. So whenever you can't remember the name for something,
yeah,
a lot of the time your brain will suggest like a close alternative.
Uh-huh.
So say you couldn't remember Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And your brain would give you Professor Paprika. Instead of going, oh, no, it's not that. That's stupid. What is it? Oh, yeah, Dr. Pepper. You just see how many you can come up with before you remember the actual thing. And then you know
them
and compare notes at the end. So I've got a few that I'd like to read.
I'd love to hear them.
So, you know, like privacy, mm-hmm. Are you urinal or urinal?
Urinal.
I'm urinal. I know you're a urinal boy. I couldn't remember the name for urinal cakes. You know, the little like bleach blocks that you get in them. So we had loo cubes.
Nice.
Toilet towels. And then I think I can see the pattern I've done here. I've gone for like a toilet kind of cleaning product and a food thing. We had sanitary cheese.
Oh, that's horrid.
Mm. Underneath that, the Artful Dodger. Can't remember his name. Tricky Richard. And then the phrase, I can't remember why, but I couldn't remember the phrase, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah.
So I did three wrong versions of this. What's good for the hen is good for the house. What's good for the cat is good for the mantelpiece. And then this feels like something your nan would say. What's good for the stove is good for the hob.
Yeah. These all feel...
They feel right,
feel
don't
right,
they?
Don't they?
Yeah.
Tricky and Richard and the urinal cakes.
Tricky Richard and the urinal cakes.
I want as many as you've got. Okay. But the problem is, I can't remember what I've forgotten.
Oh, I see.
So, and I want to play the game, but I don't know what I've forgotten.
The next time you do it, actively like... See where you, the wrong answers that your brain comes up with.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty more on there if you want a little.
Oh, wow. It goes back.
Yeah, no, we've been doing this for years.
Post Malone, Pancake Man.
Yep.
Who's Jordana and the Shoe Shiners?
Is that a riddle or is that like a real.
That's a riddle. What's the real one?
Oh, God. This I want to say Marina and the Diamonds, but I could be wrong.
Katrina and the Waves.
Was it? Oh, I wasn't far off.
This is the way around to
do
it.
Okay, you hit me with the riddles and I'll tell you.
What is Joel Jellyfish? Or Witch Dr. Wiggins, or Groovy Yates, or Carmen Electra, or Reggie Gregorian.
Oh, God, I cannot remember.
Spirit of Jazz.
Oh, from the Mighty Boosh.
There you go.
Yeah, God.
Okay, Rutger Hauer, Cumberbund John, or Tallahassee Matthew.
These feel like names for Benedict Cumberbatch, but I don't think it is.
So close. So close, but so wrong. So Rick and Morty character?
Shit, no, I can't remember.
Crumbopulous Michael.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Decide or Die, We're Out of Tuna, Help Me, I Can't Breathe.
Is that Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared?
Yeah!
We got one.
We got one. That's good fun, that. Ice Boy, Cool Eyes Wayne, Ting.
I sincerely have no idea.
T-Pain.
How did I forget T-Pain's name?
Are you a forgetful person?
Oh, big time.
Oh, that's good fun. Ruddles. How'd you come up with the name Ruddles?
I think it was the name of an ale at a pub when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And someone had ordered Ruddles, and we were like, that'll do.
We've been through your phone. We've looked at all this fun stuff you do on it.
Yeah.
How long are you spending on your phone?
Too long.
You think so?
Yeah, like, although a lot of, if you're having a lot of like comedians and especially like social media kind of content creatory people on this, I don't know how bad I'm going to be compared to other people. How do I compare?
Well, it's like not great. That, I mean, this is the rough average. 7 hours a week is probably, 7 hours a day, excuse me, is probably the average screen time.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Is that about normal?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay, I don't feel as bad now. Who's the worst that you've had?
Mahatma Kandy, drag queen who spent, I think, like 21 hours a day on her phone.
21 hours?
Yeah.
Do they not sleep?
Yeah, they do sleep, but I think they sleep with their phone on.
Oh, wow. Okay, fair enough.
Very good drag queen. I don't know how she has the time.
No, God.
Second was Tom Nestor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, big screen time boy.
What was Tom's?
It was around 11 hours.
Fucking hell, Tom.
Yeah, but Big John said it was okay. Did Big he? John commented underneath and said, bosh.
You know? Bosh.
I used to have a soundboard.
I hope Big John comments under this one.
6 hours, 49 minutes on your screen, 22 hours and 10 minutes on socials.
Yes.
You've spent 10 hours and 3 minutes on WhatsApp. I don't think anybody uses anything else than WhatsApp. I think it's crazy when someone sends you an SMS.
Yeah, I know. Like, so, I mean, and clearly I'm a chatty boy.
Yeah. Are you a voice noter, a texter, a caller?
I'm a texter.
Uh-huh.
But I have friends who are big time voice noters, including my co-host of Is That Everything podcast, Phoebe, who once sent me one that I think was like 29 minutes. And that's the longest I've had.
Wow.
I have had one that was, I think, about an hour from my nan, and she just did it by accident.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. But Phoebe's like, it's like a podcast. I treat it like a podcast as well. I spend a lot of time on Instagram as well.
7 hours, 21 minutes.
That is because Instagram Reels just has my sense of humor down to a T a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah?
And then other times just betrays me. But clearly, you know, treat them mean, keep them keen. I keep going back.
Should we see what comes up if I go on your Instagram
Please.
Right now?
Yeah, yeah. It better be absolute bollocks.
As in social media, it's not in productivity.
No, because it's very much not productive.
Okay, the first person to come up on your like little scroll across is Tom Elwes. Tom Elwes.
Yeah.
And then Al Nash.
Yeah.
And then the Jules Cameron.
Yeah.
And then Guffball.
Guffball.
Tom Elwes is doing headshots. It's headshot day.
Do you wanna reply to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What should I say?
I didn't know if you were gonna do a little video for him.
Oh, yeah.
Just send him a little video wishing well for his headshots.
Well, it's 5 hours ago. Hi, Tom. We really hope the headshot session went very well 5 hours ago. Anything to add, David?
Hope the headshot session went well 5 hours ago.
Don't ask me if I've got anything to add.
You got anything to add?
Nope. A little sticker on it.
That says?
Sound on.
Yeah, because if we watch that with the sound off, you'd probably be quite confused.
Yeah, I don't actually know Tom at all.
Okay, well, you're about to.
Al Nash.
Yeah, what's Al said?
It depends on if his headshots are any use.
That's true.
Al Nash is on something called Snuluk. Snuluk?
Snuluk. Yeah, no, yeah. I don't know what that is, actually.
No.
No, but I wish him all the best for it. Not jealous.
Whatever it might be. His little project, fine. Mm. And then Guffball is playing DBD.
Yeah, whatever DBD is.
Don't buy that. Just don't buy that. You go to shops and say.
Are you trying to start a catchphrase?
I don't buy that.
Don't buy that.
Yeah, yeah. Don't buy that. This is good fun being on your Instagram. I was only going to go on to see a reel.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've not even gone on my reel.
Oh, the first reel is a reel I've already seen today.
Is it? What is it?
It's Matt's Entertainment. Everyone ignores the pizza rule. Wait a minute. This looks like. Oh, yeah. Rob Copland reposted it.
Ooh, pizza. Hey. Says here you got to leave it to stand on a wire rack for 2 minutes.
That's just what the government want you to think.
I didn't expect his head to pop, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've turned the volume up too high. That's fun, so it knows your...
Yeah, I mean, normally, if you scroll far enough, you will just get, like, absolute brain rot shit. So keep going if you want.
9, 10.
What have we got here?
What have we got? I'm so bored, here's some things I don't understand.
Here's a list of things I don't understand. If heat rises, then why isn't it hot at the top of a mountain? Like, in theory, shouldn't Mount Everest just be covered in sand and, like, signs for the nearest frozen Coke? SOS only.
This is on my algorithm.
Yeah, I am...
Right, that's not the best sort of advertisement for my sense of humour there, is it?
Yeah. Hammers were invented in 3000 BC. People in 2999 BC. It's not even anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think about this podcast, like from an external perspective, and I think, boy, boy, who would watch this?
Me, clearly.
Yeah.
For 7 hours a day.
Do you like scrolling on Instagram?
I'm a big scroller. That is why I just lose so much time to it, is I'm just forever scrolling on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think it's that same feeling when you would get like, do you ever used to collect Pokemon cards as a kid?
Big time.
Yeah, I was going to say you look like the type.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
No, I am too. It's nothing. Just don't overthink it.
Okay. Feels mean, but it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you would get like a little lucky dip of Pokemon cards sometimes, and you wouldn't know what was in there.
Yeah.
More often than not, it would be absolute shit.
Yeah.
But every so often you get like a shiny Charizard and your day would be made. That's what scrolling on Instagram feels like.
Yeah.
It's like a lucky dip, and you just go in and go in and go in, and you're like, oh my God, this is awful, this is horrendous. And then one of them makes you go at your nose a bit, and you're like, oh man.
Worth it.
There goes another hour.
Whole thing was worth it.
Yeah.
Do you have a healthy relationship with your phone, David?
Not even remotely.
No?
No. I feel joint at the hip with my phone.
Yeah.
And it's, I want to be one of those people who goes, yeah, I put my phone on black and white, and I deleted Instagram, and I only use it for the bare minimum.
Mm.
But that is where my job is, so I would just be out of work if I did that.
Yeah.
So, you know. Oh, Tom's replied.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Quick reply from Tom.
He says, ha 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 ha. Good.
Mm. Yeah, I think if he really liked it, he'd send a video back.
Oh, he's typing again.
Oh, he's typing. I hope it's not rude.
Love the sketches. Think we can do the toothbrush one. That was for me. That's not for you.
I don't know, actually. Maybe that is for me.
Oh, that's true. Do you want to do the toothbrush sketch?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell him.
Yeah, say Will's into the toothbrush idea.
Will, is it? I'm really typing. Will is into the toothbrush.
Yeah, yeah. Oral A through D. Because oral B exists. What was oral A? That's the sketch.
You know what oral A is.
Don't do that. Don't buy that.
Oh, don't buy that.
It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. It's like the end now.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
I feel like I'm in a car crash. It's just suddenly stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that about this show.
That's how I feel describe like
it. A car crash. Did you enjoy looking through your phone?
Hated every second of it.
Right.
I'm a very anxious person, as we found out.
Yeah, that was...
I'm highly stressed.
Yeah, one of the strangest starts to the show. Do you feel safe and looked after on the show?
No, I definitely do.
Mm.
I feel safe. And I feel looked after on this show. And I've had a great time.
Oh, it feels like you're not telling the truth.
I'm telling the truth.
Who should we get on the podcast next?
Tom Elwes.
Yeah, that makes sense. We've just messaged
him. I feel
like
you owe him now.
Owe him what?
Well, after that horrible message you sent him saying your headshots look shit.
I didn't say that.
Should we play it back?
No. Oh, well, I mean, this whole thing's recorded. I'm pretty sure I said I hope the headshot session went well.
You watch it back and you find out.
I'm not going to watch this show back.
No, I wouldn't either.
David, thanks for coming on. Anything you want to say to the listeners before you leave us?
Thank you for having me on. Follow me on social media and follow my podcast on social media and come see me do live shows when I do live shows. And I think that's about it.
Yeah, great. I love it.
Thanks for having me.
Make sure you follow @DavidThomasComedy on social media. Check out the Is That Everything podcast. Link is in the description. As always, thanks for listening to this show, Privacy Settings. If you want more from it, subscribe to us on YouTube or follow us on TikTok and Instagram, all at Privacy Settings FUBAR. David, say goodbye to the people.
Goodbye, people.
Thanks for being here, the people. I love you and we'll see you next time when there'll be a David Thomas, but in a different form, it'll be a different person.
Bye.
Bye.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.